That time of year again, hard to believe, only 341 shopping days till Black Friday. So, Mary, I wish you a Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy Hanukkah. And here's all the holiday news that isn't. The God particle discovered in manger. Wise men and hangers-on occupy Bethlehem. Many around the country will be celebrating Tim Tebow-mas. It's getting a little harder putting the Tim Tebow back in Christmas. Doesn't quite fit in there, but you can do it. Newt the Grinch makes grade schoolers pull Santa's sled in an attempt to shut down Christmas altogether. Speaker John Boehner ties Christmas to oil pipeline. President and Mrs. Obama pointedly celebrate everything except Kwanzaa. What's with that? Rick Perry can only name 3 days of Christmas. Ron Paul, of course, will be celebrating Tax Freedom Day instead of Christmas, which he calls an illegally mandated power grab by the Fed. The drone successfully placed the star atop the national Christmas tree and then landed in Tehran, unfortunately. Calista Gingrich sagging under the weight of all those Tiffany ornaments. Biblical scholars now believe the Nativity star was actually the abandoned Russian Mars probe. There's some concern over who's on the other end of Justin Bieber's mistletoe. I mentioned that. Another hearing scheduled for Lindsay Lohan after booze found in her cheese ball. Formerly Cat Stevens to star in Yusuf Islam's All-American Muslim Holiday Show, sponsored by Lowe's. The Brewers' Ryan Brown says that it must have been something in the Christmas cookies. More than likely. Romney's Christmas cards show Santa's sleigh being pulled by salamanders. Or not. In an ecumenical gesture, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir will perform Yentl in Salt Lake City. At Penn State, the Sanduskies have decided to skip their hospital visits to sick kids this year. Just send iTunes gift cards. Canadians still equally divided between Christmas and Boxing Day, although there hasn't been a Canadian boxer since Sam Langford, I think, was the last. Yeah, that was a while ago. The Los Angeles Clippers have a merry little Chris Paul, but no Merry Chris Humphreys for Kim Kardashian this year. And in Wisconsin, Kris Kringle signs Governor Walker recall petition 5,000 times. It's the miracle of Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, in Wisconsin. Merry Christmas, without an asterisk, in 2011, and then put the chuh back in Hanukkah. Office party. It's the office party.